Hi, good morning. We are live in the chambers. Can you hear us?
Yep, we can hear you now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So it looks like we do have a quorum. We have Christian Rodriguez, Danny Guerra, Renzo Renzi, Mariano Corral, and we have Angel Lopez here in the chambers with us. So we can commence when the board is ready.
Okay. Do you need to have somebody make me chair, or what do you? What would you, city attorney?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I thought he was already the co-chair.
Yeah, if you are the vice chair and the chair is not here, you can just go ahead and assume the duty.
Oh, I didn't realize I was the vice chair.
Yes, you were voted.
Oh, okay. Good enough then. With that said, then we will call this meeting to order. If everyone could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very good. If we could have roll call, please, starting with staff.
Marcus Lightfoot.
Tony Recio at the city attorney's office.
Mariano Corral, landscape architect.
Thank you, board members.
Renzo Renzi.
Christian Rodriguez.
And Daniel Gao.
And just for the record, we do have Mr. Mark Alvarez has a Coradino group in the chambers with us as well.
Angel Lopez, I'm in the chambers.
Okay, we have another member of the chamber. All right, excellent. And if we could go ahead and have everyone sworn in, that'll be giving testimony today.
Raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, if we could go ahead and start with the first item then.
Yes, so the first item is DRB-2025-038. The applicant is Sebastian Cobb. The property owner is Acre 5940 LLC for a new construction two-story home at 5940 Southwest 84th Street. The report presentation will be given by Mr. Mark Alvarez of the Coradino Group. Thank you.
Good morning. It's Mark Alvarez of the Coradino Group. We have a proposal for a two-story single-family home at 5940 Southwest 84th Street. It is in the RS3 zoning district. We have reviewed the proposal as well as the existing property. The existing property does not have any violations on it. The existing property right now is occupied by five one- and two-story buildings that comprise the single-family unit that's kind of work around the pool that will be replaced entirely by a new structure. The new building would be, again, it has a pool on the side, so we'll have a front and wraps around on three sides, so it is something of a courtyard design. It's in the RS3 district. We have reviewed it with regard to all the site plan requirements, and it meets the site plan requirements. The intensity, the lot coverage are all met. The lot coverage is, there's 2,891 square feet. When we add the ground floor AC space, garage, front porch, and covered terrace, we're at 30%. 35% is the requirement, so it's under the requirement. The second floor lot coverage is 18%, although we don't have a requirement in the code for that. The pervious area is at 53%, and the requirement is 50%. And the total floor area ratio of the proposal is at 40%, and 45% is the requirement. There are no accessory structures proposed. The building disposition meets all of the setback requirements, and it does face the street in a perpendicular fashion. The pool setbacks have also been checked, and they also meet all of the requirements for pool setbacks in the RS3 district. And as I said, there are no accessory structures. The elevations are shown on the sheet on site plan, on the site plan, and on the elevation sheets. We have a building that is in total. Excuse me while I look for it. 27 feet, 8 inches to the top of the gable roof, but the mean roof height requirement is met of 25 feet. So in other words, our for a single family or gabled roof or pitched roof in the single family districts, we require the height be measured at the mean or the average distance between the lowest part of the roof and the highest part of the roof. And this does meet the requirement. It is at 25 feet. The very top of the top roof is at 27.8. The grade requirements are also met. The fences and walls, what is proposed is right now the property has a concrete or CBS wall around it. I believe from the drawings, comparing what's existing and what's proposed, the front portion of that will be removed and the rest of it will be retained. It is an 8-foot wall, but as an 8-foot wall that's existing, it would be grandfathered in. So that will remain. There is a part of it that will be replaced by an aluminum picket fence with gates on the two sides of the house at the front. The gates are 6 feet. We did notice that there needs to be a detail of the side gates to show us that we have the 4 foot. It should be 4 foot that can be solid, and then from 4 to 6 feet, it has to be 60% transparent. We don't see that right now, but we are requiring as a recommendation that that's provided for us so that we can check that and make sure that it complies with the code. Finally, let's see, the landscape has been also checked. There are more trees being provided than there are required. The trees in the lot will be 5 proposed. There are 3 that are required. The street trees are all staying, and there are 4 trees. I'm sorry, 2 of the existing street trees will stay, and there will be 2 new ones. And again, we'll have 4 street trees where 3 are required. The total trees will come out to 9 trees, where again, 6 are required. And the shrubs, although not detailed, we require 10 per required tree, and the application has suggested there will be over 30 of them per, and that they will meet the code. We'll check that as we go through buildings, but that detail is not provided at this point. Pervious area on the lawn is 53%, and 50% is required, and the lawn area is 59% of the pervious, whereas the maximum is 60% of the pervious, and it complies. The vehicular access, egress, and parking meet our requirements. The required visibility triangles are shown, and we recommend that that's also consistent with the requirements. Our recommendations on this proposal is that for sufficiency, we would like the applicant to provide a dimension on the pool walk space. So the pool walk space is the distance between the pool and the house, the structure itself. We see that it's more than 18 inches, but the distance is not provided. We also know that the pool is not part of this permit, but still we would like to just see that dimension. For consistency, we have no issues with this, so we find it to be consistent with the code. And the usual other things are that a tree removal permit will be required. The new construction must comply with Florida Building Code, and of course, any comments or suggestions by the board, we would carry forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Will the applicant now wish to present?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. And if you could put something up on the screen as you do so, so that or someone help them with this, please.
I think I got it. All right. Can everybody see the cover sheet with the renderings on it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good morning. My name is Juan Castillo. I'm the architect for 5940 Southwest 84th Street. And this new home will be located on the south side of 84th Street between 59th Avenue and 60th Avenue. And the existing home and all improvements are to be demolished and removed. The new home features a Florida vernacular style with 6 bedrooms, 5 baths, 3 half baths, and a 2-car garage. The home also features a covered terrace with a barbecue area. Let's go back to the survey for a minute. All right, so one of the home's concept is that its layout is loosely based on the existing home's layout. The existing home had a very unique layout, which can be summarized as a various living spaces or pods connected by outdoor covered walkways. I don't know if you can see it here, but you see all the various kind of living spaces, and they're connected by this covered concrete walkway. So for the new home, we decided that it would be interesting to loosely recreate that concept. Let's go to the ground floor plan. So our new floor plan consists of 4 main volumes. You see here 1, 2, 3, and 4 main volumes that are connected by interior circulation spaces. The main front volume over here, which is a 1-story structure, it features a front porch, which leads to the formal foyer, which is the main access of the home. From there, one can access the formal living room, the study, and circulation to the rest of the home. There's a 1-story structure that connects this main front structure with the garage structure, which is also 1-story, and also to the rest of the home. The main central living space has a kitchen, breakfast area, dining area, and family room. And all 3 of these rooms have direct access to the pool area. There's also a hidden walk-in pantry behind the kitchen. Just past the family room is the stair tower, which connects those areas with the rearmost structure of the home. This 2-story structure of the home has 2 bedrooms connected by a Jack and Jill bathroom, a powder room, and a covered terrace with a pool half bath. One of the bedrooms could be used as a media room or game room. And the openings of the covered terrace line up with the central access of the home as well. On the second floor consists of 2 structures connected by the stair tower. In the center structure, there are 3 bedroom suites and a laundry room. There is also a linear balcony overlooking the pool area. The master suite encompasses the rear structure. It features a large open walk-in closet with a closed cabinetry, leading to a master bath with focal point tub, his and hers vanities, his and hers toilet rooms, and a double shower. Go back here to the cover. Right. As for the exterior, the home will have a wood siding stucco finish and a brick base. The roofing is flat cement tile, and the overhangs will have decorative rafter tails over tongue and groove. The front porch and rear covered terrace will also have tongue and groove wood ceilings, and the casement windows will have blue louvered shutters. We feel this home is going to be a great addition to the neighborhood, and I look forward to your comments.
Thank you very much, Mr. Castillo. That concludes your presentation. We'll open this up to public comment. Do we have anybody in chambers or on Zoom that wish to comment on this item?
There is nobody in the chambers but staff and the board member.
Thank you very much. Seeing nobody on Zoom, we will go ahead and close public comment. Board members, Mr. Lopez, since you're in chambers, would you like to begin?
No, I have no comments. I appreciate that that the new buildings are designed with the older buildings that are on site in mind. I've got no comment. It's a good looking vernacular building.
Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez. Thank you.
I just have one question. The existing pond that's being removed, was that used in any way for water retention on the property?
I don't know the answer to that.
Because it's going to be removed, correct?
Yeah, I think it was just decorative. you know, one of the main benefits of, you know, mimicking sort of the footprint is that the new pool is in the same exact place as where the old pool was. But the pond, no, the pond is going to be, you know, filled and compacted correctly. And there is a site grading plan that, you know, shows the water management, you know, on site.
Okay. No, besides that, I really like the design of the home in general. So that was my only comment.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Board Member Renzi.
It's beautiful. No comment.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Board Member Corral.
Like always, I do have comments. Let's start with the tree disposition plan. Number one, I don't understand how you can keep trees inside the drain field, because obviously that does not make any, and it's not logical. And what I don't understand is why, Manuel, I think you're on, is that you did not coordinate that with Juan and brought that up to him, and then you would have done your mitigation. As far as the palm trees that you were referring to, my board member, Christian, basically, I don't care about, to be honest with you, I've never been a clean palm kind of a guy. So if he would have taken out and then given us some mitigation for it, that's fine. That's not a big issue. The one thing that I am concerned is the drain field and the fact that the solitaire palms in the city of South Miami are invasive. So you need to take them out. You need to, don't have to mitigate for those. But one thing, Manny, that I want you to think about, when you say, especially with trees that are on neighbor's side, to protect, that's an easy way to say protect. But in reality, what are you referring to? How do you protect a neighbor's tree from that aspect? Especially when you have a wall which is beneficial to this property. It helps not only in grading, but at the same time, it gives you a defined line. And if I was doing this in grading, this is a home run. This is easy, okay? So I don't have a problem with that. But Manny, the fact that you have those trees in the drain field, I cannot approve this plan. I don't know. I don't even know where you are relocating some of these trees that you called out for. I don't see them. So in terms of your design, I have no problem. I think the design goes very well with the style of the home. I think that this is one of the best homes, in my opinion, that Juan has come up with. In all the years that I've seen his homes come in before us, the balance of it is excellent. What I do want you to take a good look, Juan, is the pool deck area and the grading. I just received a note from DERM that I cannot have trees in my soil area. Are you kidding me? You have no idea the fire that just lit into me, what I'm going to respond to this guy making that statement. It's going to be a long letter. It's going to be windy, but I don't care, because they got to learn. Trees help absorb waters in soil areas. It's one of the most important things to have. In addition to that, if you don't have the room, where in heaven's name are you going to place these trees? So you got to balance it out. But Juan, excellent job. I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
There's a lot of things here that in terms of the landscape, because we don't have anyone in our board in our staff to review plans and so forth, I'm going to make the recommendation for approval for the architecture, but I need for the landscape to come back and show us. What is the new calculation for the mitigation? The reason where are you showing the location of any tree relocation and the adjustment for the landscape based on that?
I don't know if Manny is online. Maybe he can respond to some.
Well, Manny Arecibas is online because I see his name on there.
Is he unmuted or...
He's muted.
There we go. Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me now?
Can can we make sure that we have everybody sworn in?
Yeah, I was sworn in.
Excellent.
I've been online since the beginning. Regarding the tree in the septic area, yeah, that was an oversight on tree 21. At the beginning, the swale area wasn't there, or the septic area wasn't identified yet, and it was an oversight at the last revision. So, with that said,
by the way, you're one of my biggest fans. I've seen your work. This is why I'm surprised that you didn't catch this.
Thank you, Mr. Correll.
Manny, I think it's 26 and 27 are also.
Yeah, those are palms. Those are palms. But my biggest concern would be 21, which is a large tree.
Take it out. It's a ficus tree. Take it out. It's a ficus tree. It doesn't belong in a small lot. All it does, it creates problem with you, for you, and for Juan in terms of the root system.
Well, so it's a black olive. I identified it on site as a black olive.
Okay.
Not a ficus tree. But yeah, I mean, it's easily, we're over the trees, the required trees, and we can definitely mitigate it on site. Okay. Tree 21. The palms can also be, I mean, some of those palms, like Mr. Correll said, are not palms that are desirable by the city of South Miami, and they're considered class one invasives. So those are obviously also able to be removed without any problems with the site. I don't know if that answered your most common question.
And I'm gonna have to trust you, and I trust Marcus, because Marcus actually has become very good at this thing. In terms of, I'm gonna take back what I said. I'm not approving the landscape, but you are gonna have to make those changes and let Marcus then review it. And here's the other thing that you're gonna have to take really worry and concern about. Wherever you put the soil areas because of the drain field, make sure you're 15 feet away from those drain fields. That is going to be a requirement. I'm just giving you a heads up on it so that you don't go through the hassles that we have gone in the past. Otherwise, in the front about the two trees, I'll be honest, you got a beautiful bottle brush up front, and you also have overhead power lines. So the fact that you're using two oaks up there, that's not going to work. So you're going to have to change the species in the right of way, because those power lines are going right in front of your property, and already the bottle brush is already in the entanglement. So I already saw it through Google Earth. So make sure you select appropriate species for underneath the power line, and show it on your drawings how they're coming across. Otherwise, you got the VT visibility triangle, you're good to go.
Okay, Mr. Correll, if that concludes your comments.
Yes, sir.
I believe you commented on my concern. Other than that, I do like the architecture and the way this property flows. Could I have a motion? I believe you began to craft one, and I'm not sure if you want to revise that, given that they've understood that they need to remove that tree, and if you want to go ahead and craft a motion with comments.
I'd be more than glad to. I'll make a motion for approval based on staff recommendation and board members' recommendation. One of the things that they must do is recalculate for mitigation, remove the tree, the black olive tree in the drain field, remove any palm trees, anything on that drain field as well. Be aware of your swell areas and anything that is, and you got to look at the section that he has. He has a bulb up on terms of the drain field. Make sure that whatever you use in terms of ground cover is fine, but shrubs, stay away from that drain field, and think about possible root barriers if you have to put trees, any root barriers you might want to wrap around if you need to meet for any kind of requirement. But recalculate your tree requirement, which is one of the main issues that I see here as well.
Okay. Can we summarize that motion, or does somebody want to reiterate that to get a second?
Marcus, did you catch that?
So far, I have Mariano's motion for approval. His conditions were recalculate the mitigation, remove black olive and palms, and I got be aware of swell area. I didn't catch the back end of that.
Just add, I'm sorry, add in the remove black olive and palms to from the drain field.
And in the front, also, you got the power line, so you got to change the species from oak tree to something that can understand, that can live underneath the power line, so there won't be any entanglements.
Say that again, Mariano, so I can, I was updating my notes.
If I may, Mariano, to modify the landscape plan change the trees in proximity to the power lines.
The power on the right.
So that they are compatible with the power lines.
Yes, sir. That's why I love you, brother.
Okay. Does somebody want to second that?
I'll second it.
Hey, guys.
First from Board Member Corrales, second from Board Member Rodriguez. Let's go ahead and vote. Mr. Corral?
Yes.
Mr. Renzi?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Lopez?
Yes.
And I too vote yes. Thank you very much. We look forward to your successful delivery.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And on a separate note, does anybody there know the timeline for the sewer main on 84th Street?
I don't, but if I don't have it in front of me, if you want to give me a call, you know, maybe tomorrow.
Okay,
I can look that up.
Thank you.
You got it.
All right, thanks. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to approval of last meeting's minutes. If everyone's had a chance to review it, can I get a motion?
Motion to approve.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Our next meeting will be December 16th. Same time, same place. Thank you all for your time. We will see you soon.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good day. Tune into the commission meeting tonight.
Take care.
Bye.